Welcome to On the Verge. I am Kara Bradley, bringing you this special mental fitness series. I am pumped up today and so excited to continue this journey with you on how to get mentally fit. Mental fitness is a broad term. The way that I use it is that it's a capacity we have when our body and mind work together synergistically, which means to amplify how we feel. When we feel mentally fit, we feel strong, calm, clear. Those are the words I use a lot. When we feel mentally fit, we feel balanced, stable. We feel full of spit and vinegar. That's the way I feel today. So I want to get right into it. In these solo episodes, I'm going to be talking to you about my body-first approach to building mental fitness, which means getting down into our body, understanding the messages, the signals that are coming up through our body all the time, guiding us, directing us to what we need, don't need, what to do, not to do, over and over. It's how we start to connect in with subtle intelligence. It's how we start to feel more authentic and genuine. My body-first approach has two aspects to it. One are the mini wins. Mini wins are on-the-spot state shifters. On-the-spot state shifters, things we can do moment to moment that can take anywhere from 30 seconds to 5 minutes to change how we feel, to shift us from feeling frazzled to feeling more in flow, from feeling scattered to feeling more stable, right? I like to say going from busy me to best me, moment to moment. We're going to talk about some mini wins today. The other aspect of this body-first approach to mental fitness is cross-training. Cross-training is how we apply practices and protocols to move the needle. To move the needle to feel better and perform better more often for that sustained long-term sense of well-being, vitality, clarity, energy, motivation, the stuff freedom. Freedom is huge. The stuff we're always seeking. Mini wins and cross-training, this body-first approach to mental fitness. I'm giving it to you all, my friend, as it comes through, as it emerges. This approach is a compilation of what I've been doing my entire career, but it's coming through me here. Very exciting time, this re-emergence into the world post-pandemic. You know, where we're all looking for that grand reset of body, mind, and being, how we are in the world. So for today, I want to talk to you about being a brain on a stick. I love this saying. You know what it feels like when you're scurrying around life like you are just this brain on a stick. You're totally cut off from what's happening below the neck. You know, we've lost any connection with our body, with our feet. We actually forget to breathe. We forget to eat. We forget to go to the bathroom. Well, I rarely forget to eat, but you know what I mean. It's like we forget to do those basic things that our bodies are asking us to do moment to moment. When we're scurrying around like a brain on a stick, we are caught in our head. We're caught in thoughts. We're caught in our worries, in our fears, in the to-do list, in the not-to-do list. We're caught in judgment. We're caught in old patterns. But to build mental fitness, to feel better more often, we want to go below the neck throughout the day. We want to drop below the neck and tune in, check in with our body first. Check in with what we need moment to moment so that our body can then harmonize or synchronize with our mind. When our body, our mind and our heart, but we'll get to that in future episodes, when our body and mind are working together in synergy, in harmony. Whew, it's like the veils lift and we feel better. We feel at home in our body. We feel at home in our lives. We feel bright and alive. We feel confident and courageous. So how do we do this? Super simple. Last week, I talked about this first two steps. We're going to take it one step further today. The first step is to stop and ask yourself, how am I right now? So hopefully you just did that. How am I right now? Oftentimes, just asking the question elicits the response. You don't need to search for it. It's right there. How am I right now? For me, sometimes it comes up in words. I'm good. All right, I'm good. I'm excited. I'm motivated. I'm feeling a little melancholy. I'm a little sad. I'm worried. I'm anxious. I'm busy. I'm alive. Sometimes the words come up. Sometimes it comes up non-verbally. A non-verbal answer. Like, you know, you recognize that you're not breathing. You recognize that your throat is clenched or your shoulders are up by your ears. Sometimes you recognize the fluttering in your stomach or the anxiety in your low back. It can be nonverbal and it can be verbal. But the important thing is to ask, to stop and ask, how am I right now? Now, eventually, this will become second nature. Eventually, you will start to check in and tune in and drop below your neck more often. But at the beginning, like anything, we've got to build this habit, this practice. So a couple of ways you can do this is to put a reminder on your phone once an hour. Stop and ask, or stop and check in. What do I need? How am I? So that's really step one. Step two is to tune in. Start to tune in, pause to tune in, to start to understand some of this, these physiological messages that are coming up through your body. So some of the best ways to do that is just to check in. You can put your hand on your heart. You can just check in with your body, with your muscular tension, with your heart rate. So step one, stop and ask. Step two, tune into your body. And this is really important because eventually as we start to move into cross training, we're going to want to really start addressing those areas of the body-heart matrix that we don't tend to. The areas that need more support, more love, more attention, more practice. Just like sometimes you may recognize in your physical fitness training that you need to do a little more cardio or you need to do more strength training. This is how fine-tuned we're going to get in our mental fitness training. We're going to become familiar with our different states, the different aspects of the matrix, and where we need to tend to more often. But for today, these steps, stop and ask, how am I? Tune into your body. Notice breath, heart rate, skin temperature, tension in the body. And now number three, choose a mini win. Mini wins are my delightfully fun, ways of talking about these on-the-spot state shifters that can move us from an anxious state to a more stable state, from a low state to a high state, from a busy state to a best state. On-the-spot state shifters, they're free, they're easy to do, and they are quick acting. We're going to talk about three of them today. The first is the most obvious, is your breath. Our breath is a absolutely huge, direct knob to the state of our nervous system. Changing our breath changes the state of our nervous system. In fact, for every emotion we experience, there is a specific breath pattern. Isn't that amazing? Every emotion. For sadness, there's a breath pattern. Happy, breath pattern. Worry, breath pattern. So when we learn to start changing our breath pattern more often, we can change our emotional state, the state of our nervous system, our mental state. Breath is absolutely queen. I want to say queen. The queen of our mini wins. Start to become attuned with your breath patterns. So the first mini win is just to change your breath pattern. And the default for me is always coherent breathing. Coherent breathing is breathing in a deep rhythmic way, usually between 4 to 6 seconds on the inhale, 4 to 6 seconds on the exhale. When you breathe in a coherent manner, it brings your body back to balance. Balanced breath, balanced emotion, balanced mental state. When our body is calm, our mind is calm. When our body feels more stable, our mind feels more stable. So our breath is our number one queen of all mini wins. So you can just take a few moments and breathe in a more balanced way. I just put out a course with Mindful Magazine called Mindful Movement. We go through extensively coherent breathing and how to move and breathe in rhythm to shift your state quickly. So check that out. There's links in the show notes. All right, number two, mini win, biology. This is super simple. In order to shift your state quickly, on the spot, change something about your biology. And this is like such common sense, but we forget. So grab a drink, eat something, go to the bathroom, splash cold water on your face, right? Super simple. For me, the biology, for me, the mini win, sometimes I jump in the shower. If I need to shift my state, like I can't shake something, I jump in the shower. It changes my state every time. Sometimes I change my clothes, right? It sounds crazy, but it's at our fingertips and it's hidden in plain sight. Okay, last one, nature. A quick on-the-spot solution for changing your state of mind or body-mind is to get out in nature. Sit in the sun for 5 minutes. Go out for a walk, get your hands in the dirt. Go play with your dog. Right? Do something in the natural world. Even chopping carrots for me, like just making soup, it shifts my state. It's like a meditation. So these mini wins, these quick state shifters can change our mood in a matter of moments. And today, those quick mini wins we focused on were breath, the queen of mini wins, biology, and nature. All right, quick sum up here. Mental fitness is a capacity of that happens when your body and mind work together synergistically in harmony, right? When things are synchronized and stabilized, there's this hum to how we feel. We feel strong, calm, clear. We have this vigor and vitality that's not just mental, it is full physical, emotional, mental. So how do we build mental fitness? How do we get mentally fit? My approach is body first. Get into the body, change things there. Heal things there, strengthen things there. My two aspects of this mental fitness, first are mini wins, on the spot state shifters, we went through those, and cross training. The three steps for the mini win. First, stop and ask, how am I right now? Two, tune into your body, check it out. What's my breath doing? Heart rate, tension. We're just getting to know, we're becoming familiar with the sensations arising from the body. It's a body meditation. Three, choose a mini win and do it. All right, that's it. I got a lot here. So we do not need to live like a brain on a stick. In fact, when we do, we are working at a suboptimal level. We want to use our full body, mind capacities in everything we do, how we are. This is how we live in flow. This is how we experience freedom. This is how we kick ass in our lives. That's all I have for you today. Really important though, I have tons of practices and protocols in my mental fitness protocol. It's free. Everything I offer you, my friends, right here, right now, is free. I'm giving it to you. I'm handing it to you. No excuses. Grab the mental fitness protocol in the show notes. Also, that mindful movement course that is just out, fresh, hot off the presses with Mindful Magazine. It really is offering you my best stuff. And it's like, I don't know, 30 plus videos and practices. Grab it in the show notes. All right, next time we're going to hit the ground running. I can't wait. Thank you for joining me. Take care. Be well. Don't forget, you're not a brain on a stick. Bye-bye.